Welcome to Tell Me Your Story. Welcome back as we are set to talk with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald, about Gemini. And I think the phrase for the week for this particular period in time, by the way, just as a side note, folks, though this is the 26th of May, that's about, what is it, seven months till Christmas, so better get started. Tell me a little...
This has been a public service announcement.
That's right. All right, let's talk a little bit about Gemini and, I guess, the phrase that does sort of epitomize what we're going to talk about is the phrase, I think.
Yes. Well, thanks, Richard, and thanks for having me on again. And yes, Gemini, each sign has what they call a defining statement, a statement that kind of summarizes where they're coming from. And Gemini's is, I think, because thinking for them is their bottom line. Everything runs through the filters of their intellectual processes.
Okay. So, Gemini, again, the sign is?
The twins.
It's
the constellation is the twins.
So, the juxtaposition there is that for those either who were born under the sign or who have Gemini, and you mentioned that you and I both had strong Gemini influences.
Yes. You have a Gemini rising.
And what does that mean?
Well, that Gemini was the constellation that was in the eastern sky where the sun rises at the moment of your birth. And the rising sign is said to, in Western astrology, to rule your id, kind of your native impulses, where you go without the constraints of polite society, without your parental and community kind of training and indoctrination.
It takes me back to my college psychology class.
Yeah.
Now, is there such a thing as with any of these signs in this context, Gemini? I mean, you say Gemini, it's rising. Is there such a thing as falling? I mean, the counterpoint to that?
Well, yes, it's the descendant.
Okay.
And the rising sign is also the ascendant, and so what is in the opposite side of the sky, and therefore the opposite side of the chart from your rising, is what they call your descendant, and that's a part of the part of yourself that you are the least familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what you came here to learn about, and you learn about that primarily through relationships.
It's next to impossible to get through the existence in this world without having some form of relationship with someone or multiple ones. And so that schoolhouse, if you will, is always open.
Yes, it is. And from the moment of conception, because your first relationship with another human soul is with your mother.
Strangely enough, I hadn't even thought of it that way, but you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
So tell us, what are we looking for in this next week?
Well, for a lot of us, we're still kind of processing the information, new information. We're in that interesting period between the two eclipses where more is being revealed. Mm. Usually we're gaining greater insights about our external world and the people in it. And then that is a kind of a cause and effect thing. The more we understand about what's going on, really going on mm-hmm. in our external world, the more that awakens our inner awareness, and we get clearer right now on what our values are,
mm-hmm.
what we really want,
right.
and what we're willing to do to get it.
Absolutely. And
for a lot of us, it's like, you know, I'm committed to these goals and dreams, but I don't want to do it at that price.
And BethMcDonaldConsulting.com is the website. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned. More Telling Me Your Story coming up.